Jake Spaulding with you. We're talking Perry Lecompton girls basketball here on the Locker Room Chats every single Thursday here right on 103.9 KNZA. Talking with head coach Joey Franzetta of the Lady Cause, right in the middle of their midseason tournament right now. And coach, Tuesday night you took on the host JCN Charger team and a loss in that opening round of the JCN tournament, 51-20. But I want to stick with the positives on this game that was on 103.9, and that's the fact that you guys came out in the second half and you guys played very good basketball against this JCN team. Just tell me what changed from the first half to the second.
You can't kind of take, I know you said you wanted to focus on positives, but obviously, I mean, they're not going to get up and press us, and that is our Achilles heel right now. I told the girls in the locker room where, I mean, any team, they're just going to scout you and they're just going to get up and press you. So, I mean, obviously that helped, but, you know, we're just a lot more aggressive, did a lot better things. Defensively, I felt like we were way more active, actually, like, attacked rebounds and didn't let the ball fall to us, which led to some turnovers or led to just easy putbacks or your fouls in our case in the first half. But, you know, just I thought we were a lot more aggressive on offense, just did some other little things, kind of tinkered with some kids and kind of what the roles they were going to do. They ran us in a lot of man in the second half, which I kind of figured they would run a little bit more zone. But I'm sure, I mean, obviously with the score being the way it was, I'm sure they're trying to work on some other things that they need to work on too. But, you know, obviously it just comes back to just being more aggressive and just, I don't want to say being more locked in, but, you know, kind of taking that deep breath and that sigh of relief and just going and playing basketball and not getting caught up in all the other things.
I know that there's injuries that definitely have played a big factor on your guys' roster this year, a couple big-time injuries. Very youthful team. We feel like we talk about that just about every single week. And what is the progression you're seeing right now from these kids week by week as they're getting this varsity experience that they're needing as you guys look to move forward?
Well, and it's just interesting because obviously with all these kids and even with all these injuries, and on top of us being injured right now, we're fighting sickness. I know we've had two kids that haven't even practiced since our JCN game that played pretty big roles in there. So, I mean, we're battling that. We're battling sickness, battling injuries and all that thing. And, you know, the thing that I always just kind of continually tell the kids is like, it doesn't really matter. You're still putting in a spot and you're going to be in a new role, which, you know, you look down and you're kind of looking at some of these freshmen and you're like, man, that's not a role I really envisioned you being in and as a freshman. But, you know, it, at the end of the day, it's going to be experience for them. They're sponges. They're picking up stuff left and right. I mean, I think the biggest thing right now is we just need some time. We need some time. We need practices. We need reps. We need experiences playing basketball. And we're getting all that this season. And I think, you know, when you think long-term program-wise, I think that's going to help us out long-term, you know, especially with the number of younger kids we're playing. And even if you look at our team next year, I mean, obviously we're putting Devin in a lot of spots because she's going to have to play a really big role for us next year. So it's just nice. We're getting a lot of good experience putting kids in some situations, and kids are putting them in uncomfortable situations, which is good because then when they get put in that situation down the road, hopefully they respond better and they can kind of go back to those experiences.
Yeah, for sure. This is a team, again, that you guys are taking on. A really good tournament here. The field in this JCN tournament is very good. You take on ACCHS now tomorrow night in the consolation semifinal round. Just tell me, the quick turnaround like this, only a couple practices in between, what are you guys looking forward to accomplishing here tomorrow against the Tigers?
You know, I think a lot of it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be we call it kind of a scouting report game. Obviously, they, with the Martin kid out, she played a really big role with them. And then when we played them last year, she just commands so much attention inside. Obviously, with her out, you know, it's just a lot of your attention to Kenzie Bowerly and all the things she can do. And I mean, man, she gets the ball in her right hand and she's getting downhill or she gets her feet set. Man, it's going to be hard to stop her. So we got to do a good job of just making her life tough, finding ways to maybe get her just a step or two out of a position where she wants to be, finding a way to maybe make her catch the ball and not have that second to think instead of just give her a half a second to think. So and then on the flip side of that, obviously they also have a handful of good players that are going to, you know, they're kind of out to prove themselves and try to find their role and their niche in their team right now. So it'll be interesting to see how things go. Obviously, we played a couple teams with some kids, some pretty high caliber kids. So, I mean, it's not like it's going to scare our kids whenever we go in and say, there's a kid that's been averaging 23, 24, however much she's averaging. I mean, we played kids like that before in our league, and we seem to have a whole week of it that weeks ago, but but yeah, it'll be a good test for us. Looking forward to it. I know Coach Ecker will have his crew ready, and hopefully our girls will be ready, and we'll go from there.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck to you and good health. I know that you said sickness is kind of coming through right now and on top of the injuries. We'll talk to you again next week, Coach. Thanks again for always taking some time for us.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Jake. Thank you.
All right, Coach Joey Franzetta of the Perry-Lecompton girls. Talk with him again next week. But after this timeout, we'll talk with head coach Matt Simmons on the guys here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.